When
I first
did you, what did your mother think when you did start?
She was, my dad, just for a little background on him, he grew up on a farm. He fought in World War II, a couple Purple Hearts, yeah, bronze medal. He's around danger all his life. And when he got out of the Army, he went to construction. So he was around dangerous work there. And then he went from that to becoming a dairy farmer. And that's a lot of hard work, and there is potential there for injury, for danger. So, I mean, I'm not saying that he wasn't concerned. It's just he was so used to it and being around it. It didn't bother him nearly as much as my mother, who was a registered nurse, and unfortunately had to deal with the side effects of danger sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
And so she knew what could happen, you know. And her being a mother, it's just natural to to worry anyway. So it was pretty hard. Back then, it was in the 70s, you heard of people getting hurt. Unfortunately, I not only heard it, I saw it. I mean, it was not, I wouldn't say it happened often, but it was common for people to get injured or even killed. So she was worried, you know, she was worried for me. We're worried about our son. We're concerned about our son. But I don't think there's near as much worry on our part today as there was my mom when I started. Mm-hmm.
Can you share any stories from the 70s about accidents or mishaps or anything like that?
Oh, gosh. Yes. Let's see. I was working at... I'll talk about personal injuries first. I had a friend at a company I was working for in the 80s fall off an empty. He was climbing up on an empty barge from the side of a loaded barge, and he fell and hit his head. He wasn't using a ladder, which is preached and practiced today. He fell and hit his head on a barge and fell over in the river, and a tug was bringing an empty barge in to place in tow, and it crushed him and killed him. I had another friend that was, when I was working on the Illinois River in the winter, we were mule training, pushing the barge, pulling seven, fell off into the river off one of the barges that was being pulled, and he went under the ice, and it wasn't immediate, and so he kind of knew what was coming. That was horrible. Then I had another friend that was on a tug in St. Louis, one high water. It was a live-on tug, and he was off watch, sleeping in bed, and the pilot on his watch was downstreaming on the head of some barges, and lost control of the boat in the heavy current in the drift, and the boat turned sideways and then capsized. Everybody got off the boat but him. I had worked with him personally on deck in years prior to that, and he got in the pilot house. And so that was three just in the first 10 years. And several other injuries, serious injuries, but that was in my first 3 years on the river. I had three friends killed, which is not a very good record.